Welcome to the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. If you've ever felt like memorizing God's Word is an uphill battle, stay tuned. This podcast will help you make Bible memory a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. After all, knowing Scripture is the first step towards a fruitful, God-honoring life. So whether you're a new memorizer who needs some practical Bible memory tips, or a veteran memorizer who just needs some encouragement for their journey, stay tuned for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, where we are helping you make Scripture memorization a consistent and enjoyable part of your daily life. So, Randy, as we get started today, why don't you just kind of set this episode up and share with our listeners the topic of today's episode?
Sure. Well, the topic of today's episode is word-for-word memorization, or we might call it memorizing the word verbatim. When you want to memorize a passage of Scripture, is the goal knowing the gist of it, being hazy about it, or is it accuracy and precision? What's the ideal?
Yeah. Now, as you're listening to this episode, you might say, well, of course, verbatim memorization of Scripture is what we're after. I mean, is there any other kind of memorization? But I think even for those of you who are word-for-word memorizers, I think it's important that we understand why that really matters, because more and more, I'm encountering people who seem to think, yeah, as long as we know the big idea of the Bible, then that's enough. And word-for-word memorization of Scripture is just like an extra layer if you're trying to make the Olympic team, so to speak. But Hannah, share with us what your experience has been memorizing, and has word-for-word memorization of Scripture really been something that you prioritize personally?
Yeah, I definitely prioritize it now, although it wasn't something that I always prioritized. There was a large, or many years of my life, actually, that I didn't do word-for-word memorization at all. And I just took it very loosely. I took memorization as a whole very loosely. But when I took memorization seriously, then I realized the importance of word-for-word memorization. And since doing that, I have also realized the many benefits there are to word-for-word memorization. I have actually been able to remember those verses long-term and for years and years to come, as opposed to just that very moment and then moving on with the other things in my life and just forgetting about it. So that's been very helpful for me.
That's good.
How about you both?
Yeah, word-for-word memorization is something that is, I guess, uncommon in our culture. And so I didn't really feel a lot of, you know, social pressure in the churches that I grew up in to memorize verbatim. But I found that it really, as you said, Hannah, it equips us to hang on to God's word more meaningfully and in a long-term way. And Randy, what about you?
Yeah, with me memorizing, it's really always been a goal to have word-for-word or verbatim as the ideal. And I think it was an outgrowth of pastoring for many years. I was an expository preacher. The words mattered. That was the basis of your sermon. And so why not memorize the word word-for-word?
Yeah, that's good. So before we get too far into this topic, why don't we start, as always, with our passage of the day? And Randy, you have that for us?
Yeah, our passage of the day is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 30, verse 5. Now, before I read it, let's think about a little bit of the background of Proverbs. This is keys for godly living, living wisely. A lot of it is written as a father to a son, what to look for, what you're going to face in life, and how you should handle it. Proverbs 30, verse 5 has an important statement about the Word of God. It says, every Word of God proves true. He's a shield to those who take refuge in Him. Guys, what word did I stress?
Every.
Every Word of God proves true. Does that have a bearing on how we should memorize?
Yes, I think it absolutely does. And so I guess as we dig now into this topic, maybe it would be helpful just to provide some definitions here. When we talk about word-for-word memorization of Scripture, are we talking about memorizing in the original Greek and Hebrew? No. Randy, what would you say is just a basic definition that we can work with for the next few minutes on word-for-word memorization of Scripture?
This is my personal definition, and I call it verbatim memorization. And this is treasuring God's Word enough so that I strive to memorize a verse, passage, chapter, or book of Scripture word for word. My ideal is 100% accuracy during active memorization so that I can retain it long-term with a lasting high level of precision.
That's good. Now, as we've talked over the last few minutes about some of the benefits of memorizing verbatim, it might seem like what would be any argument against that? Like, why wouldn't people sign up for this? Why is this really a matter of debate? And Hannah, what's your answer to that question? What hurdles do you think stand in the way of people memorizing scripture in a word-for-word manner?
Oh, yeah. I think it takes a lot more time, and you have to be very diligent with your memorization. Mm-hmm. If you just kind of memorize the concept or the idea, it's a lot easier, and it's not as time-consuming. And I know, especially in the society, when things are very fast-paced, it's easier to just kind of get the general idea, I got it, and I'm good. I had that excuse for a while, too. I can just memorize kind of what the verse is saying, so why do I have to know the little words such as and, the, or? Like, why do I have to know those small words? But someone once told me that those little words have so much significance, because if we eliminate all of those and just omit all of them, we're missing the main purpose and the point that Scripture is trying to make. And I also think another reason why people will say that is just because often I think a lot of people, especially believers, might look at it as, what's the point? There's not really meaning to it. It's not really important. Why do I have to do that? And I think once you memorize word for word, you realize that there are so many benefits to it. You can answer some of those questions of why you should do it. But I think if we are lacking motivation to memorize word for word, it's because we don't really have the right motives. We don't really know why we are doing that. And if we can get the correct motives and realize that we are doing this because it's biblical and every word of God is inspired, then we'll naturally be like, oh yeah, I want to do everything I can to memorize in that way because it's worth it.
Yeah. So Randy, the other day you and I were having a conversation with somebody who was not a believer, and this person had questions about the authenticity of Scripture. And I love how you approached that conversation, because you said, here are some reasons practically why we can trust the Bible. It was preserved carefully by scribes over many thousands of years. But then you said, don't forget the pragmatic test, which is just live your life according to the Bible and see the difference that it makes. And I think the same principle kind of applies here. As we talk about word-for-word memorization of Scripture, there's this list of reasons why that makes sense. But for anyone who really has doubts about that, my encouragement would be, give it a shot. And how often have you heard someone say, well, there's that verse in Philippians, and I think it says, like, you know, whatever things are like true and just good overall, I mean, think about that stuff, right? That's not nearly as potent as, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and so on. Or when you're going through a valley, do you want to say, well, I know that God is with me even in the valleys of death? Or do you want to be able to say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. In those moments, when you're not relying on a vague memory of the general idea of Scripture, but you can recite to yourself His very message to you, that makes all the difference. So let's explore now maybe some doctrinal reasons, some practical reasons, and finally, Randy, you'll have for us a kingly reason for word-for-word memorization of Scripture. And the verse that we looked at just a moment ago kind of has a doctrinal reason attached to it. But Randy, what is our first reason, our doctrinal reason for why word-for-word memorization of Scripture really matters?
Well, our doctrinal reason is the idea that this is an outgrowth of biblical inspiration, in particular, verbal plenary inspiration. That's the idea that God inspired these human writers of old down to the very words that they chose. He shielded them from error, guided them in truth, down to the very words. That's a high view of Scripture. If we say that we believe that we hold to the doctrine of biblical inspiration, then an outgrowth of that should be a very high appreciation of the words themselves. We want doctrine to drive devotion. We want orthodoxy to dictate orthopraxy. So if we have that biblical belief about Scripture, then the result should be we want to memorize word for word. We want as much as we can 100% accuracy. And I'm thinking about, we're recording this episode in October and we're approaching Reformation Day. A single word of Scripture can change everything. I think of Martin Luther, you know, when he rediscovered the doctrine of justification, he had been studying Romans and Galatians. He was studying Romans 1, 16 and 17, Galatians 3, 11, I think it is. And Paul is quoting Habakkuk, the just or the righteous shall live by faith. That one word, just, righteous, shall live by faith. When Martin Luther understood that that one word was not talking about a righteousness within, but an alien righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, it blew his mind and it changed history. One word of scripture can change everything.
I'm thinking about the encounter Jesus had with the scribes and Pharisees, and in particular with the scribes who did not believe in a coming resurrection of the dead. Jesus recited a verse from the Old Testament where God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he emphasized the word am to indicate that God was not God of the dead, but of the living. And so his entire theological argument came down to one word. And how often we see that to be true in our own study of Scripture, where one word can make all the difference. And so you're right, Randy. As Christians, we hold to this teaching that every word of God is pure, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We'll die on that hill theologically, and rightly so, but where is it impacting our daily life? And word-for-word memorization of Scripture is one of the ways that it should impact our daily life. So that was our doctrinal reason. Let's talk now about one of the practical benefits of word-for-word memorization. And Hannah, you touched on this earlier, but at SMF, we talk about overlearning your passage. As you're beginning to memorize, learn it even more precisely than you think you need to, and kind of unpack that for our listeners and share what do we mean when we say overlearn, and what are the benefits of doing that as you begin memorizing a passage?
Yeah, overlearning it would be, instead of kind of memorizing, if you have like one verse, for example, instead of memorizing just that concept or, you know, being able to say it through maybe once or twice, memorizing it so much where some people say you can even say it in your sleep, like know it so well and review it until it is so ingrained in you and until you get to the point where you have days that pass by and you're like still remembering that verse. I know often for me, it's easy to just say, you know, look it over once, say you have it memorized, and then kind of forget about it. But to get to the point where you are repeating it so much over in your mind, whether it's meditating on it or just very intentionally memorizing it the first time, you have it almost over-memorized where now you can just bring it up whenever you want. It's kind of like your house address too, or a phone number. You don't have to think twice about that or what your house address is. You know what it is because you've worked so hard on, or you've had such a long period of time to memorize that, and it's just kind of ingrained. And so we want scripture to be the same way. It takes more intentionality, but it's definitely worth it. And I think over-memorizing it would also be taking every little word and recognizing it as the word of God and realizing that because it is the word of God, you can't ever take it too far and be like, oh, I memorized too much. Oops. You know, it's always, you never hit that point. It's always like, you can't get enough of it. And so there's no limit to that. A couple other benefits, I think, in just memorizing word for word is it helps you to identify like the context, kind of like what you were saying, Dakota. It's not like, oh, something about thoughts that are good. It's more of like, think on these specific things that are written in Philippians. And so we can understand it better. We can have a better understanding of the context, and we can interpret it better. We can better encourage other people and answer their questions. If they have questions about a specific verse, we can recall that, bring it to our memory, and we can share that. And we're able to, I guess, exalt the memorization of words over the memorization of a concept, which is what Christ did as well all throughout his ministry here on earth.
Yes, and that sets up our kingly reason, which Randy will share in just a minute. But just kind of along the lines of what you were saying, Hannah, a friend of mine told me years ago, when you say that memory passage correctly for the first time, don't forget that you've said it incorrectly many more times than you've ever said it correctly. Mm-hmm. And you need to flip that, which means reviewing it and reviewing it. I have a friend who memorized even as a child, and he said he would recite his verse correctly, and his dad would say, all right, now I need to hear it seven more times.
Right.
And it's frustrating because you say, I just finished and I got it right. But that will push it into long-term memory. I know when I finished memorizing 1 Peter recently, I really was trying to say it every day for about 3 months. And I don't think I said it every day, but now I don't have to say it every day. I can say it once every week or once every other week, and it's still there because, in a way, I overlearned it. And by contrast, there have been some passages I sprinted through and I said it correctly for a few times in a row, and yet now those verses are long gone from my memory. So yeah, those are some great practical reasons, because our memories do fade over time. If we know a passage with 100% accuracy today, that'll be 80% tomorrow and 60% in a month. And so if we start with 80%, then we accelerate that decline. But Randy, as we transition now to our kingly reason, I know Hannah kind of alluded to this. What is that kingly reason for word-for-word memorization of Scripture?
Yeah, well, let's remember that in Scripture, we're told that Jesus has three offices. He's the prophet, the priest, and the king. He rules over his church. He rules over the universe. So we should look at him as not only for our atoning sacrifice and our salvation, but also look at him for our model to follow. And Christ memorized Scripture, and he memorized it word for word. We see an example of this in Matthew 4, 1 to 11. It's when Jesus had been fasting for 40 days. He was in the wilderness, and he's being tempted by Satan. Every single temptation, he answered it with Scripture that he quoted, and he answered it with Scripture that he quoted word for word. He said, "It is written." He didn't say, "I think it says," or "it might say there." "It is written," confidently, word for word. I've got a quote here from William Evans, and he wrote a book on Scripture memory a long time ago. It's an old book, but it's a wonderful book, and he says this: "The living Word, Jesus Christ, memorized the written Word. He did not summarize or give the gist of a text. He quoted verbatim, word for word, the contents of Holy Scripture. The result was Jesus broke the sharp lance of the tempter by saying, 'It is written.'"
That's so good. So those are our three reasons. We have our doctrinal reason, which is that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. We have our practical reason, which is that memorizing word for word helps you retain God's word more accurately in a long-term way. Then we have our kingly reason, which is that to memorize Scripture verbatim is to follow in the footsteps of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So for our listeners, as we kind of wrap up this episode, I would encourage you, think about a passage of Scripture that you kind of sort of know, that you don't know verbatim, but you know the gist of it, and maybe it's one that you think about often. Maybe it's that Philippians passage, or maybe it's Psalm 23, and dedicate some time over the next week to get that locked down in your memory verbatim. As always, we would encourage you to find some practical tools that help with that. We've got some at scripturememory.com. Specifically, we would recommend the free Verse Locker app to help you in your memorization. And I'll just say personally, one of the best tools that I have found for word-for-word memorization is to use a voice recorder and just make sure that as you listen to that passage, you hear the same recording every time. I find that so helpful, so that as I'm practicing my verses, I can almost hear the recording playing in my mind. And that helps me oftentimes to recognize the difference between Jesus Christ and Christ Jesus in a passage. Because if I've heard it 100 times one way, your memory just latches onto that and it will flow so much more naturally. So thank you for joining us for this episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast. As always, we hope that you'll subscribe and join us next time. In the meantime, God bless and keep memorizing.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast, a ministry of Scripture Memory Fellowship. At SMF, our mission is to help you know, live, and love God's Word. If you're ready to take the next step in your Scripture Memory journey, visit us online at scripturememory.com or download Verse Locker, our free Bible memory app. As always, be blessed today as you take time to enjoy God's Word. And be sure to join us next time for another episode of the Scripture Memory Podcast.